I wear a mask to school. Hi ho the Dario, I wear a mask to school. It helps to keep me safe. It helps to keep me safe. Hi ho the Dario, it helps to keep me safe. It keeps my friends safe. It keeps my friends safe. Hi ho the Dario, it keeps my friends safe.
And on that note, hit it, Sav.
Na 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 na. We're completely fucked. Completely fucked. We're completely fucked.
Yeah, I know. I know. We are totally fucked.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Oh, man. You know, like, the status of Western civilization has come to the point. Can you go to my screen here for a second? Like, I saw Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, that P is sitting down. Again, no judgment on the ping sitting down.
People would never do it.
Just wanted to point out he does it more often than most.
Of course.
He goes, people across the country are lighting candles to honor Indigenous women, girls, and the 2SLGBTQQIA+ people. And I started looking at this for a moment. I'm like, who are the 2SLGBTQIA+ people? I've never even seen that before. Imagine thinking that you're progressing in life as a society when the way that you identify is like the name of one of Elon Musk's children or something.
Yeah, you know, at this point for the LGBTQ community, we've just started saying the whole alphabet, and that's where we're at now.
Who's the two slugbuktakuas? Like, who the hell is that? Western civilization is in a position where I don't really know if you can mend it. I don't know if we're going to recover. So if you're new to the show here, we're just going to laugh at it because we have so many insane things to talk about today. And I can never stop finding weird stuff for you guys to watch. And I'm going to apologize for some of the stuff that we're going to go over today. On that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color blasting in our face. My name is Elijah Schaefer, and I am your top 17 host, recently deranked to top 18 on blazetv.com. I'm joined by the lovely Savannah Hernandez, resident producer and reporter. And Savannah, do we, like, let's just start by breaking down the intro video there with the kids in the masks. We have gotten to a point where not only is this stuff in Western civilization being promoted with adults, we've now begun to just subjugate these poor, helpless children to this stuff to the point where I gotta say this, these kids are so based. Can you put that video up on the screen for a second? These kids are so based. As this woman is teaching them the song about masks, like, these kids do not give an F. They know. They know that their teacher is stupid. Like, they're three, but they're like, my teacher's a retard.
They're like, I don't want to sing this song because I can't breathe, teacher. Yeah. I can't freaking breathe. Like, even three-year-olds inherently are like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life.
You know you're in a bad place in society when three-year-olds are the wisest people.
And they are wise. Yeah,
they're the wisest people that I've seen this week on the internet.
Who's smarter, a liberal teacher or a three-year-old?
I know. You know, I don't know. I mean, the reality is I always said, you know, whenever I'm wearing a hoodie, I look like I'm like 16. You always look like you're 12. So we're having a teenage episode today. I have to laugh at this stuff because it's so insane. On top of that, just before we go any further, remember, this stuff still exists. Let's play the vaccine musical. This is the kind of stuff the media is presenting to you. So before we even get into anything, I just want to remind you about the quality that we offer here at Blaze TV. Like, this is what the corporate media does. With millions of dollars, they can do this. And we do all of this in a broom closet off of $16 and a pack of Trident gum that they leave in an envelope in our fridge every week. Look at this crap from Stephen Colbert. He's back at it again with this bullshit.
Vaccine.
No.
Well, we know you're gonna be safe from COVID infecting you. When you go out, I know you're gonna hug. You're gonna hug and not worry. It might kill you.
Watch how bad this gets.
I'm just accepting it.
500 vials and I will stick 500 more.
right. What's up with the Jamaican? Why do we have to have Jamaican vaccines? Like, if the vaccines were enough, this is obviously an older video because I think this is when he was earlier on in his set. It resurfaced for our liking. Mm-hmm. It resurfaced. There's so many things, guys, that we're going to pull out. My content strategy is to be like a woman is in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Dig things up from the past. Never let you forget them.
Oh,
and
just, like,
put
what?
Them in your face and remind yeah. you that they exist. And never let them go. I'll never let them go.
You never will. And honestly, I've really chopped it up to what is going to piss Sav off the most to have to sit through and watch it, and this is what I get. This is what I get right here.
We're only like 6 minutes into the show and we're already here. On that note, I want to give
so
a huge
cringing.
Shout out to somebody who keeps me safe in these times. And no, I'm not talking about a condom company. I'm talking about protection for your protection. I'm actually talking about Northwest Retention, which make the most insanely comfortable and stylish handmade holsters and carrier systems for your firearms. I'm probably going to get in trouble for bringing this on set, but this is my custom Glock, particularly here. Very nice, from Triarch Systems. And of course, if I'm going to spend a lot of money and buy an AMG of Glocks, and don't hate on my gun choice, I'm going to need the AMG of holsters, which is why I use nwretention.com and use promo code offensive to save 10%. Now, what's more important about the holsters is not only do I have a couple of these, but I also have the chest holster, the Scout holster. And then on top of that, I also have their belt system, which is extremely covert and extremely comfortable. Now, we are a concealed carry state here, and we also have constitutional carry. So underneath my jacket and whatnot, I'm able to carry a gun with me at all times, and it does not hurt, and it's beautiful. They have other types of systems as well that you can get. I encourage you to check it out. If you're looking for the right system and you haven't found one that you love, to carry your mags, to carry your rifle, like their sling, or even just to carry your pistol while you're working out or casually walking around, you may not look as hot as Sav while wearing the NW, the Northwest Retention holster, but I can tell you that your gun will feel safe when you put it in your socket, or not in your pocket, right there. Sav, and you have the same things, you know. I mean, it's not hard to sell this because obviously we use this.
Yeah,
we
genuinely like this product. It's comfortable. It is super high quality, and the owner's awesome. So go support a great American, truly.
Go to nwretention.com. That's nwretention.com. That's nwretention.com. Promo code offensive to save 10% off. And I don't even know why you'd want to save money, because it's like an American company, and it's all American made, and they hire Americans. So it's the best company, honestly. Okay, so can you go back to my screen? So obviously where we picked off was, I don't know, we're in a country where we chop kids off and we put masks on babies, brainwash them, and we now have the slug bug people, the slug butt people.
The two that is, look,
it's two SLGBT. It's the slug butts. I'm just going to start calling them the slug butts.
Oh, gosh.
People made fun of QAnon people. Who's the real Q people? Exactly. What even does that stand for? Like, can you look that up? Can you look that up?
It's two-spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer, QIA, question and answers, and also alphabet.
Questions, answers, I think intersex.
We're not sure what we are either, so it's kind of like, you know, it goes by the day.
I love how he's like, hey, imagine somebody is like, we're lighting these candles to in our windows for people who have been murdered, and someone's like, hey, don't take a picture in front of my candle in my house. I just lit a candle because it's Christmas time. Like,
actually, this is the new pumpkin spice candle from Bath and Body Works. What?
Yeah.
Wait, what about the Kutukubia candle?
You know what I love about these people is they're always raising awareness. Like, how much awareness do we need to raise? And also, do you know this is a complete scam as well? Do you know all these mass graves and whatnot was a total scam? They knew about them for a long time. They weren't about mass murder. They had to do with disease and different things. Mm. And they were purposely locked out to make Canadians hate themselves. And that's all the plan is in Western civilization, is to make us hate our existence, hate our lives, and to hate each other. And it's a division and a divide and conquest reality. Like, already... Imagine this. In Western culture, they're trying to say at one point that we should all unite together and stop worrying about race. And then they literally created a new classification of people called the slug butts, question and answer plus people. And now we're here. And now we're here. You bitch. I hate him. I hate these people. Are you angry? I mean, I told you I would try not to curse. You're going to have to do a little bit of censoring on this episode.
My favorite part about Justin Trudeau as well is that video from the other day where he was like, like, it's so ridiculous that he can't even pronounce the group that he's advocating for, because he doesn't even know what's going on.
He has a little something stuck in the back of his throat from the night before, if you know what I'm saying. They always say, Your mouth was made to swallow food, not other things. But Justin Trudeau, apparently on top of Ping sitting down, doesn't seem to know that. Again, no judgment. It's a free country. You do whatever you want, Justin. But hey, not all of us are into that stuff.
Is Canada a free country? Maybe America's a little bit more free, but it is Canada. So maybe we have more room to judge him.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this. So obviously, we have a lot of things going down in our culture and our society, from Australia to New Zealand. Of course, I'm repping wearing my New Zealand clothing here, marrying an Aussie wife and living in America and working with Canadians. I know I got it all undercover, but we're all pretty screwed. And you know, when we talk about this, it is funny. It is sad. It is difficult to swallow. Of course, again, not for Justin Trudeau. Him, when it comes to swallowing, very, very good at that. And how do I know that? Well, I don't know.
Do you have personal experience with that, Elijah, or what's going on there?
$20 is $20.
Oh Lord. This is a family-friendly and Christian show. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, welcome to church. But I'm not the only person. I mean, we've gone to a point where not only we're at that position, but also our society has become like cancerous, infiltrated by this ideology. Even churches, if you can go to my screen here, the First Presbyterian Church of Santa Ana, I assume this is Santa Ana in California, wants to let you know that they have traditional Sunday services at 10 a.m., they have Spanish services on Sundays at 10 a.m., but only for the fully vaccinated are welcome on Sundays at 10 a.m. So your vaccine, do you know that I said that Christ came to the lowly, to the broken, to those who were hurt and vaccinated? And only I believe it says that in the Bible, actually.
It does. 100%. Fauci 2:28. Yeah. Jesus only healed the vaccinated.
In nomine Patri Fauci, Espirito, I don't even know. I was going to say Espiritu Sanctus or whatever. I don't even know Latin. I don't know what. Is that even Latin? I don't even know.
The LGBTQ community makes up their genders. We make up Latin. That's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Yeah, a little sacrilege there just to make the show worse. But this is serious. I mean, obviously, Savannah, you look at this, and I'm not trying to be that guy I'm not trying to be from Family Guy or whatever and just be like, you know what really grinds my gears, and be that old rusty dude, but I am gonna say, like, this is some serious BS. Yeah. That we know churches have been really broken and that things are going on, but I mean, like, come on. Even the Bible says that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Mm-hmm. And even when they accused Jesus of being, you know, influenced by the devil, he was like, can really like a kingdom, like, basically fight itself? Can you fight yourself and still really truly succeed? And it's like, even the kingdom of God, the people who claim to know him, that should be fighting against the tyranny and the human rights abuses, that should be speaking out and telling people to not care about people's vaccine statuses, but to love those around them and to reach out to those who are hurting, even those who have lost their jobs. Hey, we're offering counseling, etc. We're here to love you and to support you. Are like, you didn't get the prick, and so you are not allowed to come to church, which is, you wonder why people don't care about going to church anymore. This
actually
is the state of religion right now.
This church is only for good people who have never sinned and also follow exactly what the government says. So if you're not down for that, I'm sorry, like, you can't come to our church, guy. What do you think this is? Come on. We're not following biblical teachings here.
I know. We're not there. I mean, we're like, this is where we're at. And I think it's like, on top of that, I mean, if you want to talk about how ridiculous things are, like, let's just have B-roll. Like, okay, you know, we first started talking about masking voluntarily, then mm-hmm. we started masking children, then we started double masking. Did you see that Greta Thunberg is back in the news? She's back out and about spreading autism awareness.
I loved her
everywhere.
Quote the other day. She said, blah, 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 blah. It really spoke to me.
Blah, 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 blah. And did you see the edit where she said blah, 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 and they edited it to the cheers of the UN where everyone cheered at the end of it?
Because they really did do that, actually. That didn't even need to be edited. It's just like, blah, 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 cheer. And that's basically every climate change activist.
Is Greta Thunberg 18 yet, so that we can brutally start making fun of her on the show?
I don't know. As your producer, and we watched this.
Find that out, because I want to make cruel jokes about her. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting till she's an adult so that she's a fair target.
I see.
And then when someone blames me and says that it's no, she's autistic, uh-huh. you can't make fun of autistic people. I say, I make fun of John all the time.
So true. So true. That is very true. You know what, Elijah, one of my favorite videos of you too, and maybe people have never seen this video, but they should go back to the Slightly Offensive archives. You were interviewing somebody about Greta at one point, mm-hmm. and they were like, are you teasing her? And you were like, I would never make fun of someone with autism. And they were like, oh, okay.
You mean because I wore Greta Thunberg's hair to a Greta Thunberg rally and dressed up as Greta Thunberg?
Because you were dressed up like this. Not as badly. You didn't have a microphone with a face mask. Yeah, on
what
it.
Is that? What is that?
I like the girl in the back, too, where her entire nose... Oh, there. Her entire nose was just uncovered by her face mask. Like, what's going on in
this country? I can smell this video.
Oh, gosh.
Look, you know, when everyone claps, I can smell it in the sun. First of all, Greta, nice to get away from the braid. I liked the braid. I feel bad that she left the braid. The braid was her identity.
It was an iconic look.
Yeah, but for those of you guys that are our blind viewers, remember, this is an audio-only podcast as well. And if you would help us out by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, Google Play, pretty much wherever you get your... podcast downloads, it really helps us out a lot, and it's really good if you just subscribe to that as well, because it helps our downloads go up and we get ads because we're demonetized, and we'll read your reviews at the end of the video anyways. And if you have a good one, Sav will pick it and it'll actually make it onto the show, which is pretty freaking cool.
And with that podcast plug, go leave a 5-star review.
Yes.
I had enough time to look up whether or not Greta Thunberg is 18, and she is. She turned 18
when?
This past January.
Hell yeah, that
Jesus, please forgive him. Please.
I told you what mood I was in today.
You did. Like, you did.
I feel like after doing this for so many years and now doing the new show, You Are Here Live five nights a week, like you never really know with us which us you're gonna get. Like some days we're mad, some days we're confused. And then my favorite days when we make the show, to be completely honest, are when we've given up and we just find dumb stuff and laugh at it for like an hour.
Yeah, like
that's what the show's become.
It has, because and we talk about this so often too, how the state of our entire country and our entire world at this point has gotten so ridiculous that we aren't even. If you take it too seriously, you will go crazy. And that's why I enjoy our show, and a lot of people do, because it gives us an outlet to laugh at the things that would have otherwise made us extremely sad and depressed, because we have people now masking their microphones, and we have children being, again, force masked at school still, almost 2 years into this. So that's super fun.
Yeah, no, and what's crazy too is, like, in the midst of all of this, like, I'd want to say that this is there's a seriousness to it that I never want to take lightly. Like, for instance, I know that a lot of you guys are really struggling with whether or not you want to take the vaccine, and a lot of you don't want to take it. A lot of you did already take it and want to take it. But of course, just so you know, I know you guys are struggling. And so for a lot of you guys, there's a lot of pain, like from this article from Axios that let us know that New York went ahead with the largest hospital system firing, that they let go of 1,400 workers for refusing to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Now, on the outside, you read that, and on one hand, I'm just saying, this is tragic. This is horrible. On the other hand, we're firing medical workers during the most deadly pandemic in American history.
So deadly that we're firing nurses that, like, were once hailed as heroes last year.
Yeah, so like, I'm not laughing that you lost your job, because that's horrible, and the people who are doing this should be tarred and feathered, and our society shouldn't operate like this. But also, while telling us that we're in the most understaffed hospitals and ICUs are being overrun by COVID patients, they're firing their workers, because they're firing the workers who worked through the height of the pandemic that weren't vaccinated then, all at the same time, where I have to be careful saying this on YouTube, but where the Pfizer employee on the new Veritas video, he said that they believe from Pfizer that your natural immunity, your antibodies offer more protection than a certain product they offer. Now, of course, I would never say that. I mean, the data and scientists say it, and the studies and the charts say that natural immunity offers more protection. But I wouldn't say that, because I can't speak the truth here. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, I mean, to the YouTube intern that's dedicated to arbitrating what is true on our show, we would never, ever talk about natural
immunity.
Jeremiah
Rothschild, we're talking to you.
Yeah, we would never.
We probably have a Rothschild that monitors our show that's like...
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you and Sid's show. I don't know if our top 18 or our 18th, you know, leveled show is Rothschild worthy.
Dude, I know. There's like some it's like the great cabal. The families are after us. No, but I mean, on a note, dude, it is true. Do you know that, like, every other week somebody's talking crap on me on Twitter and their last name is Rothschild? It's just a coincidence, though.
That seems suspicious. It
just seems coincidence. That's why that name is stuck in my head.
I see.
For no other reason than that. But I will say this, is that is that when I look at this stuff, and that's what I want you guys to be prepared for. I want you to be like Joker. I want you that as you go and you watch the world burn and you turn against things and we join together, I want you to realize that any type of real resistance to what's going on is probably an FBI agent or an informant trying to get you to do that. So just a fair warning to you guys, like a lot of people ask me, what can I do? Should I fight back? How should I do this? I go, well, just so you know, if fighting back involves violence in any capacity or committing a crime, you are speaking to an FBI agent.
Yeah, most likely. Like, I'm not, sure.
Okay, it's a funny story. So I was working with the team on a documentary with Tucker Carlson. Mm-hmm. I got to see it. It's so good. I'm really excited. And it's also a huge honor to be like super cut in with Tucker Carlson and like be on a on a film with him. Like, I don't know.
Dope,
I'm not fanboying, but it is an honor.
But it was pretty cool.
Well, just like when we get Alex Jones in here and stuff, like people who you respect, who you've watched for many years, getting to work with them and realizing that they don't even realize that we're broom closet people.
And they walk in and they're like, what is this? I'm like, well, I would say that it's the utilities closet, but it's our studio.
Yeah, we need to retake back the B from the bisexuals in the slug butt question and answer community. And we need to turn that into the broom closet people because we are our own minority and we are oppressed here in the broom closet.
That is true. We identify as broom closet people and we want our rights. We are going to unionize. Okay. Yeah.
Did you know though that there are real blind people who watch this show who have told me multiple times that they don't actually know how the show looks. So by describing it as a broom closet, it's allowed them to kind of like understand the space.
Yeah.
And I thought, but if you've never seen before, what do you compare it to? I don't know. Anyway, I just gotta say, in all of this being said and done, yes, this is crazy. People are being affected, and I want to let you know this is even more insane. If you go back to my screen with this firing people in the New York's largest hospital system, so what's crazy about this is I had one of you guys reached out to me and let me know that I think it was your mother is a nurse. And Sav, this is going to freak you out a little bit.
Oh no. What is it?
Their mother, maybe it was their aunt, got a religious exemption for not having to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it being approved, her employer asked for evidence to prove her faith and to prove that she really was a practicing, like, and this is not the first person that's reached out that said that they've been asked to provide evidence that they really believe in God. And so now people are being asked by their employers to prove their faith is genuine. Think about that.
Okay. See, I don't want to get mad today. I don't want to get mad. I'm getting mad. I'm getting really pissed.
Where's the song?
Where's the song? Where is it at? Let's play it a little bit.
I know it's coming.
We're not, though.
We lost. Did we lose the song?
We lost the song.
Okay, we lost the song. Anyway.
We lost the song.
Well, the truth of the matter in all of this is that, yes, this is serious. And those of you that are losing your jobs and things, I'm telling you, I wish I knew what to do. I wish I had answers for you. But even once you get the religious exemption, they want proof of your faith. And I'm sorry, but now is the time where people are going to snap. They are going to crack and they're going to pop very soon. And we're talking about, yes, a Rice Krispie treat is going to happen. An explosion of flavor. I mean, eventually, I'm just going to say this. I'd be careful how I'm saying, but like, I think bad things are going to happen soon. I think people are going to really crack. Like, I think when you start taking away people's money like this and you start robbing them of a livelihood, people are going to do some bad stuff.
I think this is the only thing we can say.
No, 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 no. We're completely f***ed. Completely f***ed.
Where's the confetti? Oh, yeah.
Right at the end.
Yeah, that's
right
all we can do is we watch the world burn.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at, right? I mean, so Kith Olbermann, who is a previous host from MSNBC, has consistently been demoted. He lives in a penthouse in one of the most expensive districts in New York and has worth millions of dollars, actually. He has decided, ultimately, that from his elitist perspective, that everybody who does not want to get the vaccine is not refusing it because either A, they have religious reasons, B, they just want autonomy over their body, C, they medically can't get it, or 4, mind your own business.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. A, B, C, or 4. Pick one, Keith.
Pick one, Keith. I got to tell you about this guy. So let's look at what he says. This is where we've come to in the vaccine conversation. It's not like here's the medical reasons why you should get it. It's if you don't get it, you're a moron. Listen to this.
Time to stop coddling the people who won't get the shot. Booster shot. Mission accomplished. And it is. It is time to stop coddling them, the ones who won't get the damn shot already. And our first step, you and I, is symbols, the language we use. We call these people vaccine hesitant, vaccine skeptics, anti-vax. We say they're protesting mandates and passports. They're making a personal choice. They're waiting for more information. They're making a medical decision. Bullshit! They're afraid. They're afraid to get vaccinated. Stop feeding their egos about what they're doing. Stop legitimizing it. Vaccine hesitant, they're afraid. Vaccine skeptics, they're afraid. Anti-vax, they're afraid. They're protesting mandates and passports. They're afraid. They're making a personal choice. They're afraid. They're waiting for more information. Afraid. They're making a medical decision to be afraid. The snowflakes are afraid. Afraid of the vaccine. Afraid of being proved wrong. Afraid of doing what anybody else in the world tells them to do. Afraid of needles.
Wow.
So no more pleasant euphemisms about what's going
go
on
to, yeah,
here.
Get rid of him. Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Go to my screen. This is my response to him.
Shut up. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. So first of all, I want to remind those that have just joined. I realize a lot of people have joined the show that don't know the history of the show. But Keith Olbermann, the guy in that video, had a campaign this past January trying to get me put into federal prison for doing my job. So he talks about fear. Mm-hmm. And he said, because I wasn't afraid to go inside of the Capitol building and record one of the most historic events, the deadliest, most serious insurrection coup that ever happened, worse than the blowing up of the Death Star, might I remind you.
So true. It was terrifying when we watched those police officers, you know, gently open the doors and let people in.
It was a galactic empire catastrophe. Mm-hmm. And he was like trying to get the FBI to arrest me. And he was using his contacts and stuff and tagging the FBI and trying to get people to get me put in prison. So this guy who was mad at somebody, because I want to remind you, they say that January 6th was the worst event ever. And ever. So then technically I had the balls to record the most violent, deadly insurrection in the world history, in the galactic empire history. And so that kind of bravery is unacceptable. But of course he says, when I wasn't afraid then, that was whatever. But then now he's saying, he's going here and going, oh, okay. Well, the people who get the vaccine actually are brave. The ones who fall in line with the state, the people who go out of their comfort zone. I mean, who stay in their comfort zone, who do what the state tells you to do. Those people are the real brave people. And that's such a psyop. The people who listen to the state are the ones who are really the people who have the strength. How does it take any strength or bravery to literally get a shot that's taxpayer funded, that you don't even have a choice to opt in or out of paying for, that's readily available everywhere, that doesn't have any long-term studies or trials, and is being promoted by every major outlet, individual, and even by force of perjure from the military, government agencies, and even your employer, and by social pressure? Like, you're just, if you, like, I don't even know people, except for, like, maybe three insane people who got the shot originally because they wanted to.
Yeah.
Almost everybody I know that's gotten it has been because they don't want to lose their job. They've been coerced by somebody around them. Mm-hmm. They've been pressured and mocked socially, and they just gave in. And I don't know anybody who's stoked that didn't originally get it. Right, around you. Some people, yeah, were really stoked up front. Some people, like, those initial people who went and got it. Yep, they're stoked. I know, like, two of those people. The rest of the people I know got it because of they gave into the pressure.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the funniest part of this, too, to me, Elijah. It's like, so you're telling me the people who wore a double face mask didn't see their families for almost 2 years, canceled Christmas and Thanksgiving, have refused to go on a flight because, you know, they're so scared of the coronavirus. You're telling me those people are the ones that are brave in society? The people who are willing to call the police on their neighbor for not wearing a face mask or have a nurse be fired because she's unvaccinated, those are the bravest among us in our society?
Well, apparently they are. And what's crazy too is that this is the dehumanizing language. Like, Keith, in the real world, you're at a penthouse telling me I'm a moron. You're trying to dehumanize me so that, you know, eventually I can be put up against a wall, killed, if not excluded from society. Like, bro, you want to lay hands? You want to get into an altercation? Like, you're a little. And that's the whole point. Is like, there's always people like this that are standing there that are going, well, you need to do what I say, bro. Try me, try to make me. And this is the interesting thing about this. And I was online watching people, you know, lecture me recently about needing to get the vaccine. First of all, I'm not anti-vax. Cause did you know they changed the definition of anti-vax in the dictionary this year?
Really? That's not surprising. The rewriting of language.
Merriam-Webster changed the anti-vax. It hasn't changed in every dictionary, in every colloquial or version of the English language. But in Merriam-Webster, who's been changing their definitions to woke names, changed anti-vax to mean people who are against mandates.
Interesting.
They actually changed the definition of the word anti-vax to mean people who are against vaccine mandates, which makes no sense, because if you think about it, a definition should match a word, and the anti-vax hyphened word, it is one word on there, would theoretically mean somebody who's against vaccines.
Right.
You would technically be anti-mandate if you were against mandates. They've changed it entirely. So they're rewriting the language here, and just be careful. Watch these little things. They're rewriting the language. And it's going to get crazy. And they're putting people out of their jobs. I know people who are no longer able to make money. And we're going to talk about this a little bit, because Tim Pool put something up about this. He's a podcaster, creator. If you don't know who he is, he's a former journalist as well. He wrote something regarding the vax dilemma that I think is a really important conversation that we need to have, Savannah, because him and the quartering and some of the other people got into arguments on Twitter, and it really blew my mind, because there's a lot of aspects I hadn't thought of, and I might even backtrack some things I've said on the show simply because they changed my mind a little bit on this topic.
Yeah.
But before we go any further, I do want to let you know something important that, you know, I'm saving up for a house. I want to buy a home. I'm waiting for the prices to drop a little bit. I had recently purchased a new car because I have a new daily show. And what's interesting is whenever you do something like this, the problem is they always check your credit score. And credit scores are interesting because you don't always know how to get them up, but you definitely know how to get them down. It's not that hard, right? I mean, it's so crazy. Even on your credit cards, like if you have any type of service, you know that just using more than 10% of your credit cards can easily just drop your score. And this can really affect you in getting the right rates that you need, including I even just refinanced my student loans and I needed my credit score to be high. Luckily, I do have a high credit score because of wonderful people at scoremaster.com. Now, when people use a service, I mean, you can raise your points within a couple of weeks, like 60 to 80 points. People find themselves raising their points phenomenally. And this is not just like a credit marketing scheme or anything like that. This is an actual service that can allow you to find out how to take your credit score from low to high. And I am talking about actually getting you to a point to where you can get these crazy loan rates down, you can get out of financial squabbles, and you can get back into a place of freedom. If you go to scoremaster.com/offense, that's scoremaster, scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense, offense. You can find out right now how you can maintain and protect your credit with 24/7 credit monitoring and $1 million fraud insurance. And that's amazing if you already have a high score, but also you can get your score up as well. It only takes minutes to enroll, see your points, get more points, and qualify for the lowest loan rates that you can find. Again, go to visit scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense to find out how to raise your credit score today and get into a place of financial freedom. So I was saying with Tim Pool, Savannah, is that because Tim came out and goes, which I had kind of agreed with his perspective on this. Sydney is on this perspective too, that like if you're against vaccine mandates, but you get the vaccine like unwillingly, but you go get it, you are not really against mandates. But then somebody said, Jeremy from the quartering came out and goes, oh, so, Tim, that's interesting. So people that go get the shot unwillingly to save their jobs are giving into the vaccine mandates. They now believe in them because they got the shot to save their income. It's interesting because do you agree with the censorship on YouTube? Do you agree with the guidelines on YouTube? But you still stay on YouTube and follow the guidelines in order to circumvent and keep your income. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that you will follow the censorship and things that you don't like on YouTube to keep your money, but them getting a shot makes them part of the problem.
Yeah.
And my brain went a little bit like a little poopy. It exploded there because I didn't really think about that and applying it to other areas. Mm-hmm. I mean, and this, technically we don't fall on this because we don't make any money on YouTube. We make $0 here. We make zero, like $0 on YouTube at all, period. Mm-hmm. So it's not really relevant to us, this argument.
Yeah.
But it is true. Like, how many things in society are we compromising on mm-hmm. because we're afraid of money? And that's why they made the vaccine about your job, because the only way that they could purge and get the most amount of people to do this was to come for their well-being, for their provision, for their income. And that is f***ing evil. It's
exactly
sick.
And I mean, that's one of the hardest things to argue too, because my little sister is going through the exact same thing right now, where she was in the reserves. She just lost the ability to work on base, so she's kind of out of a job right now because she doesn't know if she's going to be exempt from the vaccine for another 1 to 2 months. And if she doesn't get that exemption, she just gets kicked out of the military, which was kind of, you know, was her goals and her dreams. And so they really did do a great job of weaponizing these mandates by, again, like you said, hitting people where it hurts, in their pocketbook, by taking away their ability to make money, especially after the government shut us down for an entire year and destroyed people's small businesses, destroyed people's ability to go and pay their bills, and then immediately after pushed in this mandate. So it's like, oh, you've been out for a year, you haven't been able to work. Well, guess what? Now you have to choose between this or another year of living through that.
It's so evil. Yeah. I, you know, Luke Rutkowski posted an old quote from Tom Clancy.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is like, I don't know if Tom Clancy really said this, but I'd like to believe he did, because I now like Tom Clancy more.
I see.
There is a picture of Tom Clancy on a warship, I'm assuming, and it's a quote from him. You want to read this? Because I know that you would agree with this one, Savannah.
It says, "What the government is good at is collecting taxes, taking away your freedoms, and killing people. It's not good at much else." 100% Tom Clancy. What a guy. What a guy.
I know. You know what I was laughing about? Because I was like, you guys, y'all just spent trillions of dollars, lied to the American public, and killed 800,000 civilians over 20 years in wars that we didn't need to be involved in. And you're telling me I'm the threat to society because I don't want your jab? First of all, I'm not getting it. Okay. Like, I'm not getting it. It's just not going to happen. This is not happening. We're not getting the vaccine in my family. I don't want it. I do not think that Savannah will be getting one anytime soon as well.
No,
I'm not getting this thing. I don't trust the government. I don't want your bull. And the fact that you have to do it through force shows me that you know something's wrong. If I could sue Pfizer, I might get it. That's the point. If I could, because I can't sue them, that means they know that bad shit can happen and they're not liable. I don't get involved in those kind of trade deals. That's the worst trade deal of literally trade deals ever. Saying, take my product by force or lose your job. And then if you take it and save your job and bad things happen to you, which in my family, one of my family members is in and out of the hospital right now with heart issues from the vaccine. And you saw even that young woman who died from the vaccine that Twitter stopped the ability for people to comment on it. That young mother who was 37, she died. And Twitter didn't even say that it was a fake story. They just went, vaccines are safe. They put a warning on it, said vaccines are safe. Shut down your ability to like and comment on the post.
Yep.
Because somebody spoke the truth and said, this woman died from the vaccine. And then Twitter goes, okay, you're not allowed to engage with this post anymore because vaccines are safe. You're like, hey, but somebody just died from it. They're safe. And you're going, well, let me talk to people on this post about this because maybe other people have had similar bad reactions. They go, shutting it down. You can't comment on this. Anybody who's had bad experiences, they even shut down Facebook groups where people were talking about adverse side effects of the vaccine. This is so insane.
Well, okay, remember the D1 student athlete who went to the hospital for myocarditis after getting, I believe he got Pfizer?
We put that on this show.
We did. We put it on one of our previous shows. Well, TikTok has since removed his video for medical misinformation, and they're refusing to allow him to, you know, put it back up or talk about his experience with adverse effects to this. So
yeah, it's such a safe vaccine that you're not allowed to even tell the truth about bad things that happened to you. And if you actually go to posts where news organizations are asking for information about people who died that weren't vaccinated, mm-hmm. the majority of comments are people talking about bad things that happened to them once they got vaccinated.
Yeah.
And it's like, listen, you can censor me all you want. I have friends and family who have severe health issues related to getting the vaccine that were previously healthy. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. Don't want that. Keep it away from me. I told you I don't like pricks near my mouth, near my face, anywhere else, and I don't want one in my arm. I don't need your bullshit. I don't want your little potion. You're like little witches telling me that I need this to be healed. I don't need it. The scientists at Pfizer and stuff don't even believe in it compared to your own natural immunity. I don't fucking want it. So I'm Keith Olbermann, shove it up your I don't want that. Seriously, I don't want it. And that's what they don't understand. Like, you are pushing me to the point where, trust me, don't push us any further. Like, we are getting to that point. We literally are getting to that point to where it's just like, you can dehumanize us and belittle us as much as you want. First of all, you can't belittle Savannah. She's already as small as she could get. How much tinier can she become?
No, but real, Elijah, on this topic, though, like, that's what it is. And that's why, too, COVID has turned me into the ultimate Karen, because when people come up to me at the airport and tell me to put a face mask on, it pisses me off because it is dehumanizing. Because it's like, bro, I'm not sick. You're not sick. There's no freaking amoebas that are going to kill you in the air. Shut the hell up and stop being a loser.
And you know what they do? They go, oh, you're a snowflake. Like, no.
It's like, bro, you're the one with two pieces of cloth on your face pretending it works. Stop.
No, you're the one trusting the government who literally, dude,
I know.
Federal governments killed 262 million of their own people in the 20th century.
Oh, man.
I don't think they care about us.
Gavin Newsom telling us, like, hey, you guys could win, like, the lottery. They were giving away a couple million if you get the vaccine. It's like, okay, if the government is paying you to do something, that means you're a part of the human, like, experiment. Maybe.
And you're part of the problem. Like, the only time they give you money is, like, when you're in a bad situation in life. And so,
Think the government gives you money for free without there being evil or alternative motives? No.
Can I just say this? On this show here, I would like to say this. We have successfully been calling out the bullshit in this entire pandemic response since it started. There was about a 2-week lull and probably about 2 episodes where I didn't know what was going on and I was trying to make sense of it.
That'll happen.
I was trying to make sense of it. I did this show when I had COVID. I've done the show through snowstorms. I don't even care. I've recorded the show through rolling blackouts where the computer resets and we have to, like, restart it and keep the show going. I don't care. I'm not here. Like, I don't spread scientific lies. I'm not here saying anything ridiculous. Do you want to hear something even crazier, Savannah?
Tell me.
So, you know, obviously I got those strikes on the other channel. Mm-hmm. And when they took us off, almost fully deleted us because of my comments about the efficacy of masks, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I was stating Health and Human Services, a direct letter that they said about the masks and how they work or don't work. Mm. But that's also medical misinformation, stating the official positions of the Health and Human Services and stating what's on the box of the masks about how they mitigate COVID.
Totally.
Guess what? California Health, Public Health put out a study and it was released in the San Francisco Gate, I think, or San Francisco Chronicle as well, mm-hmm. talking about whether the mask mandates, all I'll say is the mandates, whether the mask mandates worked in Los Angeles and San Francisco against the Delta. And on Apple News, guess what Apple News says? Right when I flick over, it goes, data now shows mask mandates were not effective in combating Delta in California. And I go, you bitch, I said that. I read the same study a while ago and I said that. And I, like, that's my point. Like, you die from the vaccine. That's medical misinformation. You get myocarditis from the vaccine. That's medical misinformation. They even say it does that. And then it's like, I say something about the efficacy of masks. And then now they're like, hey, that study's actually true. And it's like,
Look, we can't say anything. This is true, but you're not allowed to talk about it. Elijah, think about the fact that if we quoted Rochelle Walensky, who is the CDC director from back in, I believe it was March or May of this year, where she said that if you got vaccinated, you could not spread COVID. That in itself would be misinformation. So quote.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like 2 weeks ago, I get 2 strikes because the science is changing week by week. It's like, no, it's not like we just found this out. We've known about this. Why? Like, you guys are crazy. We're not being Karen or snowflakes. You guys are f***ing nuts. You're insane. You think guys can be girls and girls can be guys. You're idiots. And you light candles for slug butts in your windows. And you walk around. You guys are the morons.
Okay,
you also
think that
you're brave for getting a vaccine.
And
what?
This is the perfect moment for us to play video 7, because these are the people who are ruling our society and who are allowed to dictate what we think and feel. Can we play video 7?
I'm loving today. I'm having a good time. Savannah, I missed you.
I missed you too. I'm glad I didn't die of COVID. My mom was mad. She was like, Elijah said you died from COVID, but you didn't. And I was like, I didn't, mom. I'm okay. It was a joke. It was a joke, mom.
I died a little inside when I realized I still had to work with you. No.
Big facts. Let's play video 7.
Let's play video 7.
Why does it matter?
Oh, it doesn't matter to you. I'm sorry. I mean, but to me, I'm a male. Okay?
Okay.
So, what are you? So I can call you a sir or ma'am. What are you?
What would you assume looking at me?
What are you?
What would you assume looking at me?
I assume that you're a man. Okay?
Oh my
like,
god.
Okay. First of all, to not deviate off this video, I want to explain what's going on here. Like, this is why you can't listen to mentally ill people tell you how to run your society. They say that they want you to ask their pronouns. Ask me my pronouns, they say. Mm-hmm. What are your pronouns? This poor, I'm assuming he's like a Hispanic dude.
Yeah.
Poor Hispanic guy. First of all, Hispanic people are often very based. Mm-hmm. I always get very sad that they vote left. It doesn't really matter anymore, to be completely honest. Everyone is cucked and sold out to the tech companies and to foreign interests in China. But anyway, they're pretty based. They're usually family men. You know, they're pretty about, they're big on masculinity, machismo in the Spanish culture. Mm-hmm. They're pretty based. Mm-hmm. And this guy is just working at Sonic.
Just trying to make an honest living. It ain't much, but it's honest work.
It ain't much, but I mean, if you ever had one of their malts, it's great. And he's confronted by whatever this is here, this person.
Yeah, my favorite part of this video is that it's like a cell phone. Like, do I look like a man? And then it's a man with a wig and some lipstick on. And you're like, oh, dude, mihai,
it's
yes.
It's like, okay, we need to start calling him slug butt question and answers. Two slug butts, question and answer plus, okay? Like, this is like, that's a good one. It's really good. So
we're not bullying. We're just genuinely confused.
No, we're genuinely trying to say here. So this man is genuinely like, okay, Halloween's coming up.
Yeah. So he just got back from Spirit Halloween, maybe found a discount wig.
Halloween's coming up.
Uh-huh.
This is either a trans person or this is a man on his way to a Halloween party.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't want to get this wrong because I probably have a family I need to help and everyone is so touchy about the T people issues. And so then I go, okay, are you a man or a woman so I can talk to you so you can't accuse me of discrimination.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know this person's an activist because they're filming this.
Yeah. They were ready. Like, and now he's filming
too so that he has his side. Smart. In any of these situations, everyone should be filming. It is like, this is where it should be. He's like, he's like, are you a man or a woman? And then this is how you know how bad our society is. He has to clarify to the person, I'm a man. What are you?
What are you now? You tell me.
What are you? So then the wig person was like, what do you think I look like? Ask the genuine question. And the man goes, a man? I mean, you talk like a man and you have male features. And also, it's a weird world. People cross-dress. Like,
well, there's a second part of this video too, and I don't have it in the system, but basically he said that the reason that they were using masculine pronouns was because the name on the card was a masculine name. And so,
ooh.
Yeah. And so they were just trying to be nice and use the correct gender based on the name that they were given, and then it turned into this whole big thing because all transgender people want is for you to ask them their preferred pronouns. But then that's if you ask them, that's discrimination.
That's what they say. And then they're like, and then here's the worst part about this, actually. Mm-hmm. Don't go to my screen just yet, but
we'll just keep looking at this beautiful man. Wow, why do you look that up?
But in the midst of this, the problem that goes on is that Sonic got involved in this, actually.
They did not.
No, they did. Go to my screen here. They tagged Sonic, and Sonic, which is like, Eden, to this person. Let me go to the post. Mm-hmm. This person's like, this is probably a transgender. It was like 1.1 million views and countless trans people commenting, confirming this is discrimination and transphobia, and not one word from Sonic Drive-In. All I want is for them to hire a trans-led org to train every single employee on how to properly affirm us. So here's their bull. Here's fucking Eden's bull. Okay. Here
damn
it goes.
Eden's. Yes. Eden's are the new Karens.
So here's Eden's bull. It's like, you asked for pronouns. This poor Mexican guy asked you your pronouns, okay? He was trying to affirm your mental problems. Mm-hmm. He was trying, mm-hmm. okay? He's like, I'll play ball. I'll play house. You a doctor? Oh, you're a doctor. I was like talking to a kid like, mommy, I'm a doctor. And you're like, oh, okay, Dr. Schaefer. Good job. Like, okay, ma'am. You know, like,
yeah. that's okay.
Like, all right, lady. So it's like he's trying because he's confused because of the card. And the thing is like, hey, the transgenders on the internet came together in a transgender mob and said, this is transphobia. This is the problem with there's no truth or balance of what is real or not. It's like we came together and decided this is transphobia. And so because we decided today, that's what this is. Tomorrow it might not be. Yesterday it could not have been, but today it is.
Depends.
We need you to hire a trans-led, not just like an organization. Mm-hmm. You need to bring somebody that's transgender. We demand that a place that sells food that gives you cancer, you know, like, you obviously don't care about your health if you're eating at Sonic. You don't care. Like, you've already given up for the day.
Again, everyone remember we're living through one of the most dangerous pandemics of our lifetime, and this overweight person is eating Sonic for their health. Yes. Continue.
So you already have given up. You're past the point of caring. You've given up. Is like...
couldn't even buy like a cute looking weave of human
also,
hair that's clearly like fake
so many
hair.
Other options. Unless you're on a road trip or you're buying a malt or a drink, you don't really have an excuse to be eating here. Mm-hmm. Unless you're on a road trip, you're buying one of their malts or one of their drink options.
With these inflation rates too, it's like you're really going to go to Sonic, like at least get good food if you're going to pay that much for it.
Yes. They're like, Eden, we have a strict anti-discrimination policy and take this very seriously. Mm-hmm. We launched an immediate investigation to the incident and we have reached out to you via TikTok to gather more information needed to complete the investigation. Please feel free to DM us here. The worst part is that Eden was like, we need you to affirm us. Why do you need a Mexican guy at Sonic to be okay with your lifestyle? Like, imagine me being there and being like, smoking a cigarette at the drive-thru and being like, tell me this is okay. And they're like, sir, this is McDonald's. Tell me.
Sir, this is Wendy's. I don't give like, a damn.
Tell me you like my smoking habit.
What do you mean I can't come in here naked? I need to be body positively affirmed.
I need to be affirmed. It's you don't need to be affirmed, man, man, ma'am, or whatever. It's you don't need any. You're at Sonic. Order your burger and leave. Go.
Please.
Just go.
Please.
Like, this the meme, sir, this is a McDonald's, has become a reality. You know when like that one where it's like, affirm us. And they can't exist. They don't want to be tolerated. They want to be told that they're good and better than people because of that. The trans identity is not normal and it is not the healthiest way to live. And a lot of people reverse it. And you don't need a guy who sells you cancer buns to give you support. Like, you don't need that. And he actually was affirming you. I hate everybody
now. They're not going to be happy until there's like a 58 flavor transgender milkshake called Eden with a hamburger special on the side for the LGBTQ.
No. Make your menu transgender so that when you order fries, you get a shake instead. And you know what? I got to tell you this. Speaking of health, a lot of you guys, clearly not everyone takes their health very seriously, including the people in here. It's like, ma'am, you have a lot of problems. I'll call you ma'am. Whatever. I don't know what you want to be called. Just take
it's
your burger.
Ma'am.
I will say this, that we had a lot of these situations and, you know, taking care of your health is difficult. I get it. It's not always easy. Sometimes you wait till the wrong moment to notice that you don't have the coverage that you need, not only for your health, but in your wellness, but for your families as well, which is why I got to talk to you about joining the Safety Net community. Now, whether you have insurance or you don't, whether you're young or you're old, it doesn't really matter because the chances of you having an insurance policy that doesn't cover everything is nearly 100%. And then if you don't have insurance, well, you're screwed as well. Things are very expensive. When you join the Safety Net community, what this does by going to safetynet.club, you actually not only can start taking care of your health by getting a $10,000 AD&D insurance policy at no cost to you, which Savannah, we've been promoting this for a while now, and you know what this is. This is pretty cool, right?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like health insurance and insurance as a whole is like very confusing and difficult, especially when, you know, you do have to go to the doctor and you need like that extra cash to cover, what's it called? When you
like accident insurance.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a really, really
solid
product.
So you get $10,000, which means that if you die, your family members, your beneficiaries get $10,000, like a life insurance policy to cover the cost of your funeral. That's amazing. You don't have to leave them with a GoFundMe campaign. On top of that, you also, if you get into any serious problems, you get $10,000 disability given out to you to help cover your bills while you're waiting. So that's automatically if you join. But then you get offered products that you can build your own safety net, like build a plan that's comprehensive to cover the gaps in your insurance or to give you protection where you don't have it at all. I love the accident insurance for about $15 a month. They cover the gaps when you go to the emergency room or something happens that's an accident. You get into an accident and something bad happens because I do drive very, very fast. And I really do. And I have a great car and I love it. But that's just the truth is that $15 a month to save me potentially tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars of bills. Check out the products they have for you. Join the community. Build your safety net. Go to safetynet.club. That's safetynet.club. That's safetynet.club. And join the safety net community. But also, speaking of like needing help, that wasn't the only. I love how our I love how the show is kind of like, how many things can we talk about to get banned before getting banned?
I know, truly.
It's really sad. I know. I get nervous, but I don't know what to do because I can't stop speaking the truth.
BlazeTV.com/Elijah. He's dead because he lied and we didn't tell the truth. And you have, Elijah died.
I must tell the truth.
happy what Wednesday, is going on Elijah. Here? Happy Wednesday. What do we even talk? Oh, that's a little curly for our podcast listeners. Elijah has like a cool little curl going on with his hair.
You know what is going to be sad when I go bald? Because I feel like.
I didn't know you were balding. I thought you just had a big forehead.
No, I don't. I'm not balding.
Oh.
I'm actually
so
doing fine.
You do just have a big forehead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've had a five head since I was a kid. Unless I've been balding since I was four. No, you know what sucks is I was. Some of you guys watching this know this. Do you know when you were almost good looking? So this is the worst kind of way to live. Is like, you're not ugly. So it's not like people look at you and are like, oh yeah, that guy's ugly or that girl's ugly. And there's a lot of people watching this
that
know this.
It's not like a definitive line.
Yeah, no, it's not that like you're almost actually ugly. Mm-hmm. It's that like if some key things changed in your face, you would go from like a 5 to a 9. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, that's what sucks is when the proportions are just off. Like, did you see that one comment of that guy was like, you need to stop talking about obese people. And he like ripped into my face for like an entire like story. He's like, your forehead's too big and your haircut looks like somebody who's trying to hide the fact that they're balding and your eyes are too close together. Your lips are small. And I was like,
I forgot which celebrity they said that you looked like, but stung by a bee version. And I was like, oh my.
And I was like, so that's the best thing though. But honestly, it's become a blessing long term. I was going to give a big white pill to those people who are almost good looking like myself.
Yeah.
Is that no one can ever attribute your success to your looks, but can never attribute your failures to your looks either. Like, it's not like, oh, you're not getting ahead because you're ugly. And it's like, not like you got ahead because you're good looking. You actually just get the merit of maybe the fact that you worked for what you got. Like, Savs, always people are like, oh, you're just there because you're a cute girl. You know it's true. People are always going to tell you that.
Do you want to see a picture of me before puberty?
Yeah. Wait. Zoom in.
Let me see if I can zoom in and show you.
What? You were fat?
Yeah, I was fat.
You literally look like somebody who would sell me like rice balls in the Philippines on the side of the road.
No, I mean, just because I said you had a big forehead, I felt bad. So I wanted to show you that picture of me when I was a fat kid.
No,
and I
had
a bowl cut.
What I meant is that, but that's what I was saying. The huge white pill to people mm-hmm. that are almost good looking, but aren't, is that it's a big white pill because your looks neither help or harm you. And it allows people to see your character. You end up with a good wife like I did, or a good spouse, because they end up really just like, she didn't find me attractive when she met me, but then she liked who I was. And so now I know I have a keeper too. That's actually a good thing. You said it with boys too. Sometimes you think they're not that attractive and then you get to know them and you fall for them. And that's what's good, is you don't find the hoes because the hoes ain't loyal. You end up, but you're good enough looking that they're not going to leave you because they're not repulsed by you, mm-hmm. but yet they still love you deep down inside. And then they also know that they really do love you for who you are.
Yeah.
So they're not just with you for the looks, and it makes them confident in staying with you. It's true. It's a trap.
See, men are lucky because it's like, if you're ugly as a woman, it's just like a solid no. But if you're not ugly or not super cute as a guy, but you have a good personality, then it's like, okay, you can still, there's still an in, you know? But for women, it's just like, don't be ugly. But we also have makeup too. So I guess that's the balance of the universe.
That's why we're going to take the show live. The show's going to be longer, by the way. We're going to make it 2 days a week. I think we're going to switch the days it's launched. We're going to make it longer and then do a whole part of the show behind the paywall, behind on BlazeTV.com, so that we can actually start talking about the truth about certain things. And also so we can have a lot of these conversations. Because honestly, guys, I never knew what this podcast was, but now I get what it is. And I never am going to lose the show, and I'm never going to stop it because I have so much fun doing the show with Savannah. And I can't believe this is our jobs. And besides us being at each other's throats sometimes and me being a
No, we love each other now. We love each other now because I took all of my aggression and I let it go. In my 25th year, I'm calm now, okay? I never get mad. Elijah knows when he's going to be late. He brings me chicken nuggets and then he's like, you can't be mad. And I'm like, you're not wrong.
Coffee or chicken nuggets can satiate an Asian person. Anyway, we had a lot more stuff that we're going to throw some of the stuff into the next week. I think Adam Krigler's on our show Friday, right? Is that true? Yeah, Adam Krigler's flying in. He's going to be on our show Friday. On that note, make sure that you do sign up at blazetv.com/Elijah. Become a member, an official SOB, a slightly offensive backer. I haven't forgot about you guys. I never will. And to everyone that keeps saying with the new 5-day-a-week show that we betrayed Sav, a huge reminder.
I'm here.
And there's different landing pages. There's shows are not changing, okay? There's nothing happening to the show. Savannah's not going away. And in fact, because the other show's the other show, I'm trying to do more shows with just me and Savannah because there's a lot to talk about. But on that note, I do want to say, make sure that you leave a 5-star review. It's free. It literally doesn't cost you anything. And you might have it read at the end of the show, which is amazing. We do love to see it. I want to read a couple of them right now. We have a review from, I swear I cannot read with this light. Concussions Wave says specifically, I try to listen when y'all say I can't. Your show is amazing and hilarious and makes me feel better about thinking controversial things around friends in contrast with y'all. The show you just did with Alex Jones was a blast. Thank you. I'm really glad that the censors let that stay up. I don't know how long that'll be up, though. The show you did, you just did with Alex Jones was a blast. Anyway, I was watching it on YouTube, and when you censored and said y'all had further discussion and not allowed on YouTube, I migrated to Spotify to continue listening so I could hear all you had to say. My pronouns are ha and ha, not actually, because I identify as being funny. Keep it up. And that's a true statement, is a lot of people say, oh, that's not fair, like the extended show. Well, the extended show is, I don't have money for behind the paywall. It is going to be available for free on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. The audio will always be available. And little known fact, we may make it available on Rumble as well. But I don't know. But that's possible. We also have Pouty Duty. Pouty Duty says, BDE for life. John, meh, Sav, meh. But Elijah, BDE 100%. Amen, BDE. Brother. Amen. Grower Gang. I love how it's become a thing here, Grower Gang. Love the crew and guests are always amazing. I believe bullying plays an important part in our society. Amen. And getting Sav to bully all us fat simps to exercise is proof of that. Keep doing the Lord's work. That's true.
I'm here to serve. That's really true.
She is. And I just want to say, I really think a lot of you guys, like, this is genuinely a community. If you want to know where I actually interact with you guys, genuinely, one-on-one, the only place that I really ever do that is on my Telegram. So join there if you want to talk and actually get a hold of me. Usually I'll actually reply to y'all. I love you guys. Sav loves you. We aren't going anywhere. We have a lot of drive left in us. I'm feeling really good in life right now. And I'll see you all guys this weekend. If you want to meet in person, I'll be in Miami speaking at AmpFest. You can get tickets at AmericanPriority.com, I believe, code Elijah to go. And I'm going to be speaking on the main stage. And I don't know what they're doing because I'm going to go there. I'm going to say things at, like, I'm going to be on a stage with a bunch of, like, probably like different neocons and people. Nice, and I'm going to go up there and just be like,
So here's the truth about America that no one's actually going to talk about.
So
I'll do it.
Child.
So I saw Dan Crenshaw in the back. Anyway.
Hey, yeah. Hey, at least it's like, hey, Dan still got an eye. At least that's one good thing he still has. Talk about his policies. Well, we're not even up to that amount yet. Anyway.
This was an interesting episode today.
Anyway, have a great rest of the week. Don't forget to... I think, Sav, are you still suspended on YouTube right now?
I am. I have a suspension on my YouTube, Sav says, but you can always listen to my podcast, Rapid Fire, on all place you can find podcasts.
On podcasts, again, to fight the censorship. And you can find us on every social media website that we're still allowed on. My name is Elijah Schaefer, your top 17-18 host here at Slightly Offensive. I encourage you to join tonight. If you're watching the show premiered, we have on You Are Here tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Actual Justice Warrior, the YouTuber, is going to be flying in from New York, and he's going to be on the show tonight. So we appreciate that, and we'll see you then. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.